Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
The award-winning cafe, open daily from 7am until 4pm and for dinner Thursday to Sunday from 5.
Henry Cavill and Tom Hardy are in the mix to be the next 007. No official announcement has been made yet, but Henry Cavill has now thrown his hat in the ring again because he lost out to Daniel Craig for the Bond last time. Tom Hardy is still a strong contender to play the suave secret agent, but Idris Elba, Henry Golding, Tom Hiddleston and Benedict Cumberbatch are also vying for the role. Who could you see taking on our favourite secret agent, Gunners?
Not sure yet.
Yeah, I think out of all of those, although I would like to see Henry Cavill suit up, I think Tom Hardy would make an excellent Bond.
Yeah, don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Now, the cast of the popular 90s movie Father of the Bride, including Steve Martin and Diane Keating, have reunited for a heartwarming mini-sequel, Father of the Bride, titled Part 3-ish.
You're still leaving your packages outside for a few days, right? I know they say the virus doesn't live on cardboard that long, but just to be safe, still do it. Then disinfect with gloves, mask, open with scissors, then disinfect the scissors. And everyone's changing their shoes when they come inside, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Copy that.
Dad, we still have that booklet that you wrote with the instructions.
I memorized it.
Thank you.
So that was a mini-sequel of the family in the movie during the pandemic now.
Gotcha.
Right. Billie Eilish's documentary, The World's a Little Blurry, will debut in February next year. Now, the doco will tell the story of Billie's quick rise to fame from a little girl to the teen sensation she is today. I'm a huge fan of Billie Eilish. She's incredible.
Well, that's nice, dear. Samuel L. Jackson will be returning to the Marvel Universe in a new Nick Fury series for Disney+. Jackson has been playing the head of the secret government agency S.H.I.E.L.D. since the first Iron Man in 2008 and now gets his own spin-off series.
Ooh, you kiss your mother with that mouth?
It's going to be good. And Disney has been given the green light for a Lion King live-action sequel. It sounds like the new Lion King film will not be based on the 1998 animated sequel, The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride, but instead the mythology of the characters, including Mufasa's origins. No word if Donald Glover, Beyonce, James Earl Jones and Seth Rogen are back on board, but at least we know a sequel is on the way.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.